However, it is well known that common patterns do not lie on the surface. Therefore, scientists try to get to the bottom, going deeper and deeper. So, we've decided one more time to try and find the very basis of human psyche, the cornerstone, which gives rise to the rest of the structure. And until the end of the tangle is found, we won't be able to unwind the ladder in order to understand what human psyche, which someone may refer to as soul, is all about. Since the main scientific source for our psychological research are materials primarily borrowed from Carl Gustav Jung, 1875 to 1961, we would like to focus our attention on the works of this great Swiss psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, and psychologist. It is important for analyzing his conception of archetypes and their effect on human psyche. Examining his theory, our task would be to determine in what part our views on the subconscious are the same as those of Jung's and where they are cardinally different. Before we start discussing archetypes, both in general and from different angles, it would be only logical to give them proper definition. The noun archetype comes from the Greek words archē, origin and typos, form, pattern. During the later period in ancient philosophy, the above concept was used to describe the prototype or idea. This was primarily an original model, a newly created pattern. One of Jung's works contains the following. The term archetype occurs as early as Philo Judaeus, with reference to the God image in man. It can also be found in Irenaeus, who says, "The creator of the world did not fashion these things directly from himself, but copied them from archetypes outside himself." In the Corpus Hermeticum, God is called archetypal light. Although the term archetype is not found in Saint Augustine, the idea of it is. According to Jung, the word archetype is an explanatory paraphrase of the Platonic Ido 5. For our purposes, this term is helpful because it tells us that we are dealing with archaic, or rather primordial types, that is, with universal images which have existed from time immemorial. The term archetype is similarly used by alchemists, and Jung himself referred to Vigneris, who states that the world is made after the likeness of its archetype. According to Carl Gustav Jung, the original ancient psyche lay foundation for our intellect in the same way as our body structure goes back to general anatomy of mammals. However, when discussing the foundation, he meant unconscious ideas and images, which are part of the collective unconscious. To Jung, the same archetype could be equally applied to whole nations and eras. After conducting research on Greek mythology and analyzing the dreams of mentally ill Africans, Jung came to a theory that major mythological motifs are common for all races at all times. He thought of the collective or racial unconscious as hereditary, interpersonal, and resulting from human evolution. The contents of the former are called archetypes. By Jung's own definition, an archetype is a symbolic formula functioning whenever the concept of the conscious is either yet non-existent or altogether impossible. It's a certain instinctive vector, a pointed trend, the one which forces birds to build their nests and ants to erect anthills. We consider the above definition to be quite accurate, although, as opposed to ants and birds, the author of Analytical Psychology for some reason denies humans their own individual destination with no connection to mankind's general purpose as a species. While agreeing with the existence of Jung's archetypal matrix as infinitely ancient in psychic origin, we still feel that it contains images of an individual archetypal human pattern rather than those of the collective unconscious common to everyone. Jung believed that people are born with most